Welcome to Amplifying Leadership and Tip Thursday with Tara. I am Tara Lehman, a partner, coach, and consultant at Twin Life Coaching and Business Services, of which Amplifying Leadership is our division. I hope to bring you some information or a key takeaway you can use to build, enhance, or grow your leadership skills with Tip Thursday with Tara. Have you ever worked in a team or led a team where morale or motivation felt really low, or the feeling that the team was off? Maybe people were less engaged, demotivated, maybe even frustrated in showing that, or perhaps feeling that they're off their game. But no one really talks about why. Or maybe you're unsure as the leader why. If you're a leader of a team like this, you may be wondering, you know, what am I doing wrong as the leader? Why is my team not being as successful as another? So today I want to talk about a mistake that leaders do make that actually lowers team morale. And I also want to give you some fixes for it. So let's start first about what is that mistake? Well, let me tell you, one of the biggest killers of motivation and morale, it's not necessarily the bad pay or the heavy workloads or even, you know, those extended hours that some of us have to work. It is actually a feeling of not being appreciated. We all want to feel welcome, heard, and valued. When people don't feel valued or heard for the work that they're doing for you or the organization, they can start to lose momentum. The motivation goes down and they start to disengage. They may even stop going the extra mile for you, the team, the organization, or, you know, even for your clients. You know, they might be thinking, why bother doing ABC if no one notices or cares anyway? And maybe you felt that in your past experiences, either as a, you know, part of a team or as a leader. Maybe your leader is, this is the way you think about it. The worst part is that most leaders don't intentionally ignore their team's efforts. It's not an intentional thing in most cases. They just get so focused. There's lots of work that we have to do as leaders as well. And you start to focus on the results and you forget to acknowledge the work and the people behind those results. It's very common and it can happen occasionally even with the best leaders. So I want to give you some, you know, tips today, some fixes today that help you with bringing some appreciation back into the team. First and foremost, recognition needs to become a habit. It's not something that is once a year in a performance appraisal. Hey, Tara, you're doing great. Thank you. We need to make sure that we are acknowledging people for the small things they do as well as the big ones or in those annual reviews. It can be done quickly. It could be, hey, Tara, I really appreciate your hard work on that project. Or, hey, thank you so much for taking that phone call for me, Susie. Or, you know, wow, team, we did great. Look what the client said about us in this testimonial. Those types of things can go a long way to keeping your team motivated and moving with momentum. Be very specific with your praise instead of just saying good job, team, and walking away. Or good job, Tara, and walking away, you could say something more specific like I just said, you know, hey, Susie, thank you so much for handling that client call. I was really busy. I really appreciate you doing that for me. And it made a big difference in, you know, me worrying about it. Be specific in it. Saying the thank you, being specific about how they helped you, and then what it's doing for them, like making a big difference, you know, allowing me to focus, just making sure the client gets taken care of. We also want to, when we're recognizing people, we want to remember something. Not everybody wants to be remembered publicly, and other people do want to be praised publicly. So we need to make sure that we know our audience, and I've talked about this before in other tips, is know your team members individually. And if you're unsure how they want to be recognized, they maybe don't want that big public recognition for an awesome thing that happened. Ask them, hey, Tara, you know, I would love to recognize this, you know, this big project that you completed that got us that huge client publicly. Are you okay with that? Tara might say, no, I'm not. In which case, then you're going to really do a great phrase right then and there about what happened and how it worked. We also want to remember we don't just want to thank individuals, but as some of the examples I've been sharing today, we also want to thank the teams when the team does something well. We want to enforce collaborative thinking, collaborative teams, communication among team members. So when something goes really well for a team or there was a big win in a team, whether that be like an actual department or being a specialized team, make sure that we recognize that collaboration. We could say something as simple as, wow, the way you guys collaborated on this to make that client, fantastically happy and provide that amazing testimonial was very impressive. That teamwork that you guys did made this a very big success for our company. Recognize the team when they work well together because we want to continue to encourage that as well. And lastly, and I've mentioned this before, is appreciation doesn't have to cost you money. You can have that great big celebratory lunch. You can have that great big party for recognizing people's awards if you want to. But sometimes that handwritten note, that shout out in a meeting, or even just taking the time to have a one-on-one to say, how's everything going for you? What can I do to help you? You're doing great. Can boost that morale, can keep your team engaged, can make motivation higher, and you can have a more collaborative and well-working team and team members. So to wrap up everything today, really, if your team morale is starting to slip or motivation starting to slip, or you feel that maybe the team isn't really taking things as seriously as they used to, or even if their motivation is lacking with regards to goals or actions or whatever that might be, I want you to take a step back and do a little self-reflection. Ask yourself, when was the last time I genuinely recognized my team's efforts, my individual employee efforts, the collaboration they do together, all of those types of things? And then remember, that little bit of appreciation, even if small, can make a massive impact on how your team works towards building what they need to, towards their goals, towards your clients and customers. So, what I would like you to do today is before the end of today at work, I want you to send a quick thank you to someone on your team who has done something that you want to recognize, whether it be big or small. And maybe it's the person that you're feeling is the least engaged person on the team. And then I want you to continue to do that. As I said at the beginning, one of the tips is making this a habit. So maybe once a day, if you have a few people on your team, you thank them. If you have only one person on their team, maybe you do it every few days. Just make sure that you're recognizing everybody, not just one person continually, and the team for their collaborative efforts and when they work well together. That is our Tip Thursday with Tara for this week. If you or someone you know needs some help with leadership priorities or is looking to build further leadership skills and stronger teams, I'm here to help. Please visit our website for more information on our programs, coaching, and of course our Rise to Leadership program at amplifyingleadership.ca, a Twin Life Coaching and Business Services division. Until next time, remember, leadership matters.